From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Mallory Monet reports for the Albany Times-Union that after seeing migrant children in cages at the U.S. southern border on July 19th, Representative Antonio Delgado is calling for more immigration courts and judges to solve the problem. Delgado says more courts and judges will hasten the asylum process. Delgado said, and I quote, "What I saw at border facilities today underscores how deeply complex the immigration crisis is and how urgently we need to act to better enable our system to process asylum seekers and migrants in a humane way that preserve their dignity as they flee horrible circumstances. I saw young children in cages trying to figure out what the next day was going to look like, unsure of what was going to happen next. We've got to do more. We've got to do better," end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council may vote at 7 p.m. August 12th to create a 2.5-acre dog park at the former Forster Refrigerator Corporation site at the corner of 2nd and Dock Streets. On July 17th, Hudson Department of Public Works Committee voted to send the proposal for the park to the full Common Council. Hudson residents raised more than $12,000 for the project, which will pay for the fencing, dog waste bag dispensers, and signage. There is talk of adding trees and benches to the site later. Hudson residents and politicians have been talking about a dog park for years, and several other sites in the city were considered and ruled out, sometimes after complaints from would-be neighbors. This site has an added advantage. Department of Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry said, and I quote, "The Empire State Trail is beginning construction this week on their trailhead, which is adjacent to the property," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett and Representative Antonio Delgado will share a new office in Hudson beginning July 22nd. Both Democrats, Barrett represents the 106th Assembly District, which covers both Columbia and Dutchess County. Delgado represents the 19th Congressional District, including Greene, Columbia, Dutchess, Ulster, and several other counties. He has other district offices in Kingston, Delhi, Oneata, and Liberty. The Hudson office is at 420 Warren Street with an open house July 22nd at 2:30 p.m. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Emilia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the town of Kinderhook has a new website, but it is missing lots of minutes of its town meetings and live web streams of those meetings. Kinderhook resident Ed Simonson pointed out at the July 8th town board meeting that www.kinderhooknewyork.gov only contained town planning board minutes through 2017 and that the town's old website only had the minutes up to May 2017. As of July 21st, recent minutes are now on the website, but it is missing about half the minutes for planning board meetings in 2016 and 2017. There are also minutes of town board meetings from 2019 and 2018 missing, and the July 11th Zoning Board of Appeals minutes are not yet posted, but are due online by July 25th. And though 2019 technology makes it easy to put live web streams of its meetings on the website, Kinderhook still is not streaming. Kinderhook Supervisor Pat Grattan said the new website, and I quote, "took a lot longer," end quote, than the board expected. Peter Bungiano, who is running for town supervisor as a Democrat, said that he was involved in setting up the new website until April when he was asked to turn over the project to Dee Voss, secretary to the supervisor and town bookkeeper. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.